Thanksgiving plans and traditions have been thwarted by the pandemic, but people are coming up with new ways to make the holiday meaningful for themselves and for others in this tumultuous year. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports now on some alternatives for giving thanks in 2020.
Cookbook author and business guide Maggie Batista's typical Thanksgiving is like an annual reunion.
Normally, I'm the host. Like, through my food career, you know, 15 to 20 people would come to me and we'd have big tables and do multiple turkeys and all that stuff.
Batista's relatives would road trip from New York and New Jersey. They'd stay in hotels and converge on her Linfield home. But trying to come together this year, especially with an aunt and uncle in their 70s, has been complicated.
We literally spent like days trying to figure out, okay, what if we all split up? What about the people with kids who are in New York, let them get together and eat outside. And then all the adults who don't have kids, we all quarantine and then get together.
Jumping through hoops to salvage the upended holiday is happening nationwide for a reason, according to Catherine Sanderson.
We have a bunch of times in which we traditionally, as a society, gather with friends, with family, and we also have rituals that are meaningful.
Sanderson chairs the psychology department at Amherst College.
And we know that those things give structure and guidance to people's lives. And I think many people are experiencing a lot of trepidation and anxiety about how they are going to manage during these next couple of months.
Sanderson herself is a worrier, which she admits is ironic since she wrote a book to help others develop flexible mindsets called The Positive Shift. This year, Sanderson suggests people let go of past expectations and try to rethink the holidays.
What traditions they can have, what traditions they can modify, and what new traditions they want to create.
She says breaking routine could be especially valuable for families who've lost loved ones to the virus.
It may be better to say, this is a year we are doing a new and different tradition that will help us create something that is positive, that is affirming, and that will reduce our natural human tendency to compare to what could have been or what has been.
Alternatives could include a change of scene, eating outdoors with blankets, side dish swaps, or ordering takeout to support a local restaurant. Maggie Batista might Zoom for a bit with her extended family, but the in-person event will be smoking the annual turkey with her husband and sister, who's local. She says she'll also be taking stock of how fortunate she is for all she has, which has been made abundantly clear to her while working with the hard-hit Latinx community in Chelsea.
I think that gives me perspective and it doesn't make me so strident about maintaining my past holiday experiences. You know, it's going to be so different for so many people.
But there are a lot of people who find alternatives to Thanksgiving every year. For Native Americans like Misha Thomas, it's a melancholy time of remembrance.
My familial elders typically will go to the Day of Mourning in Plymouth. This will be the first year that I'm going personally.
Thomas's family is both Indigenous and African American. She's been reflecting on Thanksgiving's complexities at her job as general manager of the Haley House Bakery, a social enterprise restaurant in Roxbury.
It's always kind of felt like this really awkwardly contrived holiday that conveniently fits within the American narrative that's like this great thing for some of the people. While everyone else has to figure out how to make this meaningful for them.
At Haley House, Thomas and her kitchen manager, Bree Garner, are doing that by teaming up with a national collaborative of Indigenous chefs called iCollective. They've created a takeout menu for November using native ingredients.
We have a juniper brine turkey that's going with a wild rice and cornbread dressing, and a pineapple and apple compote.
Garner and Thomas hope the Indigenous foods raise awareness and spark constructive dialogue about the past. Thomas adds it's been a crazy year for everyone, with the pandemic, the racial justice movement, and the election. But she believes there are meaningful takeaways for the human spirit.
Because essentially we're creating meaning. No matter, you know, what your tradition is, we create meaning. So if it's meaningful and it's special and it made you feel something great, then that's all that really matters.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.